Welcome to Amplify Your Process Safety, the podcast that provides the experience and expertise you need when it comes to process safety and risk management. Our hands-on approach will give you the insight needed, whether you're new to industry or process safety, in a role where you interact with aspects of process safety, or an experienced process safety professional. Join us in our mission to protect people, the companies they work for, and the communities where they operate by making process safety knowledge available to all.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Rob Bartlett from Amplify Process Safety. And unfortunately, I am here with Molly Myers, and we are here to do a process incident alert for a sugar refinery explosion that happened in India on Friday, August 19th. So, Molly, what do we know?
Well, information was a little bit scarce, but what we did come across is that this happened at Perry Sugars Refinery in Kakinada, India. As best I can tell, there were 2 fatalities and 9 injuries that happened. There was a short in a power cord, it seems, that triggered a fire at a conveyor belt where sugar bags are packaged. One article I found indicated that this power cable was cut or damaged, exposing some of the electrical circuitry, which then led to the ignition. And the incident occurred when the power to this machine, or using this cord, was switched back on, and that ignited the sugar dust. I couldn't find any references to a secondary explosion. What typically happens with combustible dusts is that you have an ignition or incident spark or something like that that triggers a fire for some of the material and equipment, in this case a conveyor belt. And then that initial incident causes a pressure wave. And if you haven't kept up with good housekeeping when you're handling combustible dust, that initial pressure wave can shake loose and stir up any fugitive dust, anything that's accumulated on the floors and I-beams and ceiling panels and electrical boxes and things of that sort. That puts more dust into the air, which then ignites and causes much more damage than the initial incident. But I couldn't find any references to that. The information was sparse since it happened in India. But that's what we were able to find out about this incident. Now.
So now, when I was looking at the information, I couldn't find anything about secondary explosions either. But it just seems to me that to have something of the magnitude that this seems to have been, although it's not necessary, but it certainly seems likely that there were some sort of secondary and perhaps even further on explosions. And of course, those folks who have been around for a little while probably remember a similar incident that happened with sugar refining and processing related to conveyor belts and stuff. You want to talk a little bit about that, Molly?
Yeah. So when I read the incident and saw the conveyor belt with sugar refining, like you, it immediately brought to mind the incident in at Imperial Sugar back in February 7th, 2008 in Port Wentworth, Georgia. In that instance, there was an initial explosion in a conveyor belt with sugar, and then it led to secondary explosion that basically destroyed the entire building. And it resulted in 14 fatalities and 38 injuries.
Yeah, that was huge. And if anybody out there, if you haven't seen the CSB video about that incident, well worth your time, especially if you work in a facility which may not be like a standard facility you would think about explosions. Obviously, you know, sugar is something that is seemingly innocuous, but in dust form, many of these things can be dangerous. And that video from CSB really shows how that can happen. Pretty much any powder with carbon in it can be combustible. So if the particle size is small enough and you disperse it in air, it does not take much to set that off. And then, of course, the key for managing those, of course, is keeping the sugar dust or whatever, the powder, the dust from accumulating. because as you said, Molly, the often with stuff like this, the secondary explosions and then follow-on explosions. And I'm not 100% sure, but my recollection from that Imperial Sugar was that there were multiple, not just secondary, but multiple explosions as right. each explosion got dust up from parts of the plant further from the kind of ground zero, and it just decimated the plant. So we don't know a lot about this incident. But we certainly do have a set of industry standards that we should be following whenever we have powders. And if any of you out there are in, as I said, kind of non-standard processes that where you're dealing with significant amounts of powder, whether it's sugar or grain or, you know, anything that has carbon in it that can be powdered, and it may not be your product, it may be something that is, you know, your product is a larger particle size, but it may be something that, you know, small amounts of powder build up over time, and that becomes a right. problem. So Molly, to finish this off here, we want to keep these short, and to finish this off here, what should folks out there do relative to industry standards and stuff for this material?
Yeah, so the leading industry standards for combustible dust handling are published by the NFPA, National Fire Protection Association. They're predominant one for all combustible powders, combustible dust, is NFPA 652. It's a very general standard. And then there are subsequent standards that are industry specific, such as 484 for metals and 661 for agricultural dusts and grain silos and things of that sort. There are a few other industry specific ones. And then if you have something that doesn't fit into one of those industry specifics, then you have NFPA 654 that handles everything else. They're very similar between 652 and 654. They require a lot of common management standards. But one primary item to keep in mind with handling combustible dust is good housekeeping is essential. That is one of your major safeguards.
Housekeeping. Absolutely. Can't say that enough.
Yes. So keep the dust in the equipment where it belongs. And if it gets out, clean it up right away.
Right. And you can refer to the standards for the specifics, but I always think when I'm out in facilities looking, I always think of two things when looking at housekeeping around powder equipment. Number one is the thickness of a paper clip, which I don't know if anybody uses paper clips anymore, but I think, as I recall, it's about a 32nd of an inch. So, yep. And that is kind of the standard for housekeeping, keeping the dust accumulation lower than that. And then the other is if you have equipment, painted equipment with powder on it, and you can't see the color of the equipment belowhand, you do not have adequate housekeeping in place. So
exactly. Those are some easy rules of thumb to keep in mind.
Yeah. Okay. So again, we don't like doing these process safety alerts, but this one came up and certainly was one that we thought was we should get out there so everybody knows about it. Molly, anything to add?
No, just everybody be safe out there.
Yeah. Okay. So again, these are supposed to be short process safety alerts. We're just trying to get the word out. If you do have any questions or any comments about this or any other process safety related issues, or if you need some help trying to get your arms around your own potential combustible dust issues, don't hesitate to reach out to us, please. You can reach out to us through our website. We have a contact form there. You can also send an email to our podcast account, which is podcast@amplifyconsultants.com. And with that, make sure you have your combustible dust under control, and everybody be safe out there.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Amplify Your Process Safety. Head to our website, amplifyconsultants.com, to find our show notes and other resources. Thank you for joining us in our mission to ultimately save lives by advancing process safety right here on Amplify Your Process Safety. Until next time.